So the Lord is going to do what for us?
Though I'm surrounded by troubles, you will bring me safely through them.
Mm-hmm.
You will clench your fist against my angry enemies.
Get ready. God is going to do what for us?
Clench his fist against our enemies.
Uh-oh. And what else is going to happen in the next verse?
The Lord will work out his plans for my life.
God has a plan for your life, but God's going to work it out. Get ready. God's going to work out the plan that he has for your life. Satan is there to hinder like he did with Job. God had a plan for his life. And what happened? God added 140 years into his life. He was 70 years old. Who wants trouble at the age of 70? You want to retire at the age of 70. But you see, he was in management. He was taking care of the things of God. He was ruling and he was reigning. He was taking charge. And that's what God said. If you can't manage the weather, don't look for God to prosper you. If you can't rise above that, how are you going to be prosperous in this world? Because in prosperity, you're going to have your troubles too. Even Abraham and Lot, they were prospering. They had troubles. There was contention between the herdsmen of Lot and Abraham. And you know what Abraham said? Listen, I'm not going to get a lawyer. He said, I'm in management. I'm working for the boss. He says, you go any direction you want to go because I'm in management. You don't know it, Lot, but you see, I got the word. I've got the promise. The Lord spoke to me. And I know what's going to take place in my life. And you don't understand, Lot, so I'm giving you first choice. You're not in management, but I am. Can you say amen? Amen. He wasn't afraid to lose anything. He wasn't afraid of a loss. That's why he told me, he says, take first choice. Because God already gave him a vision and a dream to tell him what was going to happen in his life. And God says, I'm going to work out the plan. No matter what's surrounding you, know what problems are, I'm going to see you through. And your biggest problems are they of your own household. Amen. Now, why did it get so quiet? Your biggest problems are the people you live with. You say amen?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about. So here he was in contention, herdsmen of Abraham and Lot fighting who's going to take charge, but Abraham already knew he was in charge. When you know you're in charge, amen? Amen. When you know you've got the authority, what did the Lord say when he anointed the 70 to go out and preach his word? He says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. I give you power over the weather. I give you power over the snow. I give you power. How can devils be subject unto you when you can't even take power and authority over a snowstorm? Hello? Amen. The storms are going to come. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Jesus said that. But he said, be of good cheer. You know what cheer means? Courage. He says, be of good courage because I won the battle for you. Can you say amen? Oh, yeah. He said, you're going to have your storms. You're going to have your problems. But he says, I put you in control. You're there to manage my affairs. That's what he said to Adam. You're here to manage the affairs. I put you on this earth in management. You're going to rule and you're going to reign and you're going to have dominion. And you say hallelujah. He gave them the authority and he gave them the power. And in Luke 10 chapter, he told his 70 disciples, I'm sending you out with power. I'm sending you out. You're going to manage my affairs. You're going to heal the sick. You're going to cleanse the leper. You're going to raise the dead. Freely you have received and freely give. So they went out and they returned. The 70 returned and they said, even the devils are subject to one. Even the weather is subject unto us. I wish somebody would say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even the weather is subject unto us.
Amen.
Amen. Not afraid of a storm when it comes. We're not afraid of a devil when he comes around. They said, we can walk and tread on serpents and scorpions because we have the authority from you and over all the power of the enemy. And they came back rejoicing that the devils were subject unto them. Who do you think claims, who do you think brings inclement weather? God? He's not looking for you to suffer. Satan is there. He's the prince of power of the air. That's why when Jesus was going to the Sea of Galilee and there was a storm, it says he rebuked the weather. That word rebuke means he muzzled. You don't muzzle God. He muzzled the devil that caused the storm. He rebuked the storm. And Jesus was sleeping because he already told his disciples, we're going over to the other side. We're going to make it. And he went to sleep after he spoke. Even the devil, the Bible says he sows his seed and he leaves. He knows that when he sows, he's not waiting around to see if trouble's going to happen. He knows trouble will happen. He said he sows his seeds, he sows the tares, and he goes his way. And he knows when he does that, trouble will come to pass. He doesn't wait to see if it's going to happen. He knows it's going to happen. We have some seed God's given us. We're in management. Hello? And he's given us his word. That when you sow seed, there is going to be a return. So how can you get a return? Even in Ecclesiastes says that if you sow the weather, you're not going to get a return. I didn't say it. I said it's in God's word that when you sow, you can't look to the weather. All right? And when it's harvest time, you're not going to get a harvest if you don't sow anything. So let me read it. Ecclesiastes 11:4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. So you observe the weather, how can you be in management? Hello? He that observes the wind is not going to sow. Oh, it's kind of windy out now. Well, there's also the wind of the Holy Spirit. There's the wind of the Holy Spirit. You don't see it, but you see the effect of it. And when you've got that wind of the Holy Spirit in your life, amen, no matter what the situation is, the Lord is going to work out his plan concerning you. So it says, if you consider the wind, you observe it, you shall not sow. And if you regard the clouds, you will not reap. Amen. So how do you expect a harvest if the weather is going to affect you from serving God? Amen. How do you expect a harvest? Amen. People want a harvest when everything is going their way. But you know what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians, the 6th chapter? He says, let no man trouble me because I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. You know what he's saying? In order to get to heaven, your credentials to get to heaven are going to be the scars on your body. Hello? I'll tell you that one more time. In Galatians, the 6th chapter, the Apostle Paul said, from henceforth let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. If you have the scars on your body, it shows you've been through the battle, but you've come out victorious. Can you say hallelujah? And the only one in eternity that's going to bear the scars of this world is Jesus Christ. You're not going to have any scars. You're going to have a new body. The scars are going to get you there. That's your credentials, the battle you've been through. And when you get there, you're going to have a new body. But Jesus is going to bear the scars. You say, how do you know? Because after he was resurrected, he told Doubting Thomas, he said, come here. See the wounds? Feel it. See the side where they pierced my side? See the scars around my head? See the whiplashes on my back? And you know what Doubting Thomas said? My Lord and my God, he's the first one in the New Testament that called Jesus God.